I tried Jesus, but it didn't work. Mm-hmm. No, you tried church. Yeah. You didn't try Jesus. Because if you would try Jesus, you would stay. Mm-hmm. You see, I've been in that side for 25 years, and I know how the devil works. I tried Jesus. You don't see me going back. You don't see me crossing back to Jordan, back into Egypt. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I've seen too much in Jesus, and I know he loves me too much, mm-hmm. and I know he's never going to let me drown.
I can do our podcast to follow me on Twitter at Sam P. Johnston. Today we are joined by John Ramirez, and has an absolutely amazing testimony. So basically, I'm just going to start there. Can you give us a quick overview of your testimony? Definitely, there's a video on YouTube that everyone needs to really watch where you go into great depth on it. But give us, just for our audience.
Well, you know, just all in a nutshell, really, my life was really 25 years of devil worshiping. I had contract with different demons and principalities. I started devil worshiping. It was a bloodline of my dad's side. My devil worshiping was at the age of 7 and a half. I got my first encounter with principalities over a necklace that fell out of the second heaven. And then age of eight, I got my first initiation. Age of eight, I was already going to demon church. Demon church from 7 in the evening to 5 in the morning. So moving up the ranks, doing ceremony, going to demon parties. And demon parties more like demon rituals. It's not like party that we go party for family. Mm-hmm. Demon ritual parties, celebrations, contracts, covenants. And moved up the ranks, got married Halloween, mm-hmm. October 31st, and a demonic wedding. Principalities and demon people got demon possessed in the wedding to baptize the wedding, demonic ritual, and stuff like that. So moved up the ranks, and really, in 1999, I had an encounter with Jesus Christ, took me to hell. Wow. And I went to hell as a devil worshipper and came back as a Christian.
Wow.
And my life had totally been transformed. Mm-hmm. Only God. Amen. Only Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
When people say Jesus is the God of second chances, to me, it's like such an understatement, yeah. You know, that he is more than that.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a living proof that he can change uh-huh. people's lives.
Yeah. So you got very familiar with the way Satan sets up his religion?
Well, you know, I was it's amazing. I would say God has a sense of humor, right? Because mm-hmm. I was an evangelist for the dark side for 25 years. I was in general in the kingdom of witchcraft, demonic, satanic. There's 21 roles to the dark side. I was in the first three, which is the most three powerful ones in the dark side. And so I was the person that would enforce witchcraft, astral projecting, taking over the neighborhood, putting witchcraft on the church. I was an enforcer for the kingdom of darkness. So the devil's kingdom works in ranks in the military. Even Jesus said that the devil, kingdom of darkness is not even divided. Mm-hmm. You know, they work in ranks. So I was part of that regiment for 25 years.
Wow. How does, this might be a unique question, but as you've grown into being part of the Christian structure or the way that God has set up his, the way he works, how does that compare to what Satan has set up? Like, is there a mirror image? Because you hear a lot about how Satan imitates what God's structure is. So, how does it look compared?
I would say, in today, and I want to be careful my words because, mm-hmm. you know, I love the church and I love my brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, and, mm-hmm. and I have a heart for the body of Christ. I have a heart for the church, but I think that the blueprint that God has set up for the church, there's no comparison, but because we have compromise, you know, we look a lot like the devil's church at times, you know, but there's nothing like the church of Jesus Christ. I mean, look at the apostles in the early church, in the book of Acts.
Right.
There was nothing like them because that was the way the church was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God designed the church to be.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how much you could copy that, you're not even going to come close.
Right.
But because we allow the devil into the church, you know, things have been diluted to the place that people think that, oh, well, the devil's copied it, the devil's copied it. The devil got nothing to copy about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So because Jesus is, you can't compare God to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you hear Christians saying, oh, the devil's the opposite of Jesus, and Jesus is the opposite of the devil. I mean, that is like, you know, that is retarded, to be honest, if you ask me, because God doesn't have an opposite. Uh-huh. God will have an equal. Uh-huh. God has no one to compare him to. Uh-huh. So now if you could tell me that the devil is the opposite of Gabriel or Michael, uh-huh. then that's different. Uh-huh. But not God. God is not created, by the way.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good answer to that question. So my next very intriguing thing you mentioned is you actually went to hell and came back.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there? What is it like? I mean, everyone's wondering questions like that.
Well, the thing is that hell was a transformation place for me to get saved. Mm-hmm. A place to hell is the absence of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what hell is, the absence of God. So that night that I went into an anesthesia sleep, and I was having help out on a train that was full of people. But you can see the faces because there was people in the train, but no faces.
Yeah.
So it's like drawing a cartoon, but you don't draw the face. Mm-hmm. You draw the shape of the face, but you don't see the eye. But you can feel the fear in the train.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the train going to hell, Jezebel was on the train. And she was directing the train to hell. And she was saying, traitor, traitor. She was calling me traitor. And when the train hit hell, it was such a speed that there's nothing on the earth we can compare the speed to.
Mm-hmm.
And when it hit hell, and the gates opened, and the doors open. I mean, you can. The first thing, I believe in my heart, the first thing any human being says, I don't belong here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's such a dramatic experience that when I got there and I stepped out of the train and put my foot on the ground breathes, the ground is alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like the place is alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then fear grips you. So it's like you know, you're driving down the road and someone cuts you off and you like panic and your heart start to beat. See, hell is not that kind of fear. Hell is like, you know, wearing a custom-made shirt or custom-made coat.
Mm-hmm.
It comes on you and it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
So it wraps around you and you can't take it off. You know, and it's an everlasting fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that a 2-minute thing and then it just goes away. So mm-hmm. going to the poles of hell and trying to find my way out, I remember the devil came out and the devil started speaking to me in demonic tongues. And he started to talk to me in the mountain and said, I love you. I was your father for 25 years and so on and so on. And I was just trying to reason with him, saying, I'm just confused. I don't know what to do. But in the term that he went to grab me, and when he went to grab me, the cross of Jesus Christ appeared in hell.
Wow.
And just dropped him, like, you know, I mean, like if you drop a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
you drop them like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what to do. I just panicked and I ran deeper into the portal of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came back into my body, it was like, about, you know, when people's ICU and they do those electrical paddles on mm-hmm. their chest, that's the best way I can describe it. It felt like someone did some electrical paddles on my chest and
wow.
I came back into my body. It's such a dramatic force. My spirit went back into my body.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke up and I sat on my bed and I knew that was my only chance that God was giving me to repent
mm-hmm.
from my wicked ways of 25 years of devil worshiping,
mm-hmm.
sending human bones, doing witchcraft on people, giving people miscarriages, abortion, mm-hmm. through witchcraft. And it was just a diabolical lifestyle that I lived for 25 years. And God said, today is the day of I will forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was not a chance.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's
yeah.
how I say it.
That's amazing. So you've been through all that for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
What skills did you pick up during that time that now help you become even more effective for the body?
Well, you know, it's not even a situation of, you see, I know the patterns and cycles to the devil,
mm-hmm.
but if the Holy Spirit doesn't equip you
mm-hmm.
to fight that, if the Holy Spirit doesn't train you, you know, David says something awesome. David said, and it's amazing, the scripture in the Psalm, David said, teach my hands to walk. Right? So that means that I don't have the ability to walk. I need the Holy Spirit to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that at the time that I've been serving God now, almost 18 years now, I think the Lord had equipped me and had discipled me. The Holy Spirit had discipled me to be armed and dangerous for Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be a frontline spiritual sniper
mm-hmm.
for Jesus Christ, to be special op for Jesus Christ,
yeah.
to set the captives free, to deal with the end time attack of the enemy mm-hmm. against the church. So I understand the blueprint of what mm-hmm. God is telling me what I need to do and how God has trained my hands to war, not for myself and my family, as good as that is, but to help the body of Christ and help the church at large, you know,
mm-hmm.
because my brothers and sisters are going through so much demonic attacks today. I get the emails to my ministry, get 200 phone calls a month.
Wow.
People want prayer. People are in bondage. People are being attacked by the enemy. Their minds are being tormented
mm-hmm.
by the enemy. So I've learned, and I write books about it.
Mm-hmm.
and to teach people how to really break the patterns and cycles and uproot mm-hmm. what the devil meant for evil mm-hmm. and put a new God meant for good in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you obviously made a lot of contacts in that world with different people that you worked with. Have you been able to reach back in there and pull like fellow Army members out of the whole initial
crisis? Well, you know, it's amazing because I share a quick story with you. As a young Christian, it was crazy, to be honest. A young Christian, I had two crazy encounters with people from the other side as a young Christian. And I remember one time there was a gentleman, he was a warlock. Palawanyume Warlock, third uh-huh. rank, and not third rank, but on the third rank, 21 rolls of Dasa. He was on the third level of uh-huh. their intensity because it's 1, 2, 3, and then it gets weaker. Uh-huh. Islam, Buddha, New Age, you can move up all the way, Illuminati, uh-huh. or it moves up that way. But the circumstance here, I remember they were selling a car, right? And they wanted like, they call it bad. Both had it. They call it 8,700. Uh-huh. But they thought it was the devil worship. Still, I said, we'll give it to you for 3,500. Uh-huh. Right? And I was like, well, I'm not going to tell him I'm a devil worship. I'm a Christian now. Uh-huh. So this Christian man came up to me and said, hey, my daughter needs a car. They stole her car in front of the house. I said, well, I got someone selling a car, but I don't know how much money they want. For me, they wanted to give me for 3,500 because they still think I'm part of them. Uh-huh. But for you, I don't know how much they're going to charge you. We can go see the car. I remember it was a Honda Civic. It was a beautiful car, red, mm-hmm. great interior, sunroof, and fully loaded.
Yeah.
He said, well, just pretend to be a devil worshipper so we can get the right price. I mean, you for real? Wow. Pretend to be a devil worshipper? You're Christian? You're mature? I'm a baby Christian? And you're going to tell me to pretend to be a devil worshipper so you can get the car at $3,500? I said, I'm not going to do that. I said, we go see the car. We just trust God. Mm-hmm. If God wants the car for your daughter. I mean, me talking like a mature Christian, and he's talking like a... Like an immature Christian.
Yeah.
Maybe. So we went, and to sum it up, we went there. We went to the thing, and the guy was going to do this demonic handshake that they do in Palawanyume that tells you it's like the demonic handshake means that we are part of this world. Mm-hmm. So when he went to do the demonic handshake, I mean, I stopped to say, I said, you don't do that. I'm a Christian now. Mm-hmm. So the guy was with me, he went pale. Like, oh my God, we lost the deal in the car. So not only God showed up, and the guy said, what rank you were in? So I told him the rank, who I used to be. He said, oh my God, you were with that person? He's the biggest person in the planet.
Yeah.
And he was baptized by him in the demonic world. And he said, my marks are here. See, my marks are
right
there. So my marks are there. See, my marks are there, baptized in that world. He said, oh, that's hogwash. I'm in Jesus now. And believe it, the Holy Spirit came into that parking lot. We got the car for $3,500, right? We're not compromising.
Yeah.
And there was a man that was supposed to go to Cuba to do a Santeria ceremony, uh-huh. right? He was supposed to do a Santeria ceremony. He got saved. So the man lost $5,000.
Yeah.
He got the car for $3,500, and we got blessed, and we won a soul for Jesus Christ.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, how amazing is that, right? I mean, only God can do that. So why, you know, I mean, there are people, you know, that have, you know, different... testimonies of people God has used when people come out of darkness. You know, mm-hmm. people. I just had two years ago, I had a fight with a demonic fight over the radio. I did a deliverance thing for mm-hmm. Charles Manson's girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. So I did a deliverance thing for her for a 7-year-old that became Christians, and I'm challenging him to come on the radio because he like ripping up Bibles mm-hmm. and he like mocking God. So I said, why don't you come on the radio with me? Mm-hmm. And we'll have a showdown. And not because I'm trying to show off, or not because it's this prideful thing.
Right.
Now I want him to get saved. Because mm-hmm. if he gets saved, how many people he can bring to the Lord?
Right.
Amen. Because he has influence on that world.
Yeah.
So how many people he can, I mean, he might lose a lot of people, but so what? You get saved, you might win some people, it's a win-win situation, you go to heaven. Mm-hmm. So you're ripping Bibles up, you're mocking God, he has a son now calling heaven upside down. He has mm-hmm. a song, and that means that it's talking about hell. Right, he did that song in Master's Garden, the speaker fell out of nowhere, hit him in the head, and took him to the hospital.
Wow.
By the way, so that's God warning.
Yeah.
You know, stop playing games. So that is my life, my brother. My life is to come to places that other ministers want to show up. Mm-hmm. But God sent the foolish things of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, I just got back from Canada. I was in Canada. I was like halfway to the North Pole. I preached the first Cree Native American Indians, you know, under a tent mm-hmm. full of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
The place was packed. People drove 3 days to get to the meeting.
Wow.
Because people want to have an encounter with Jesus. So shamanism and all this witchcraft, that was canceled. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, statistically, we have people leaving the Christian church a huge laundry and going into things like the New Age movement growing mm-hmm. quite rapidly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As Christians, what do we need to do to stand up against those spirits that are leading that
church? It's not the spirit. This is what's going on. Like, you know, I'll share a quick testimony. What's his name? He had a church in California, the Church of Satan in California. Mm-hmm. Anton LaVey would run the Church of Satan in California. And there was an article out that he had, at the time, he had 8,000 members, and 4,000 was ex-evangelical Christians in his church. So I think a lot of time, because Christians are not grounded. Mm-hmm. You see, they're not grounded. See, the devil is microwave. Microwave, you come in, you put the check bar meat there for 60 seconds, warm up, you eat. Check bar meat, it'll kill your hunger, but it's not healthy for you.
Right.
And I'm not knocking check bar meat because I grew up on check bar meat, by the way. So, but Jesus, it's not microwave. Mm-hmm. Jesus is agriculture. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to plant it, cultivate it, and watch it grow. Mm-hmm. Right? So the devil, you know, the devil's kingdom is, show it to me so I can believe it. Right? We say that in the world. We say, oh, show it to me, I believe you.
Yeah.
Right? That's the devil's kingdom. Jesus' kingdom, you have to believe it before you can see it. It's called faith.
Yeah.
So a lot of Christians today, because they are microwave Christians, and they don't see the hand of God move according to what they think. So they say, I tried church. Right?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. They say, I tried Jesus, but it didn't work. No, you tried church.
Yeah.
You didn't try Jesus. Because if you would try Jesus, you would stay. You see, I've been in that side for 25 years, and I know how the devil works. I tried Jesus. You don't see me going back. You don't see me crossing back to Jordan, back into Egypt, right? Because I've seen too much in Jesus, and I know he loves me too much, and I know he's not going to let me drown. Amen?
Yeah.
He didn't let Peter drown.
Yeah.
Right? Peter was crazy, right? He won't let me drown. He won't let you drown. So I'm going to cultivate and hold my ground until the Holy Spirit shows up and give me the victory. And a lot of Christians, they caught up because they are spiritually anemic, right? So how can you be spiritually anemic and you want God to pour a blessing upon you that your vessel can't hold? You see?
Yeah.
So, you know, what the Bible says that you can't pour new wineskin, right? New wine, new wineskin, and old wineskin because it busts, right? So God's trying to deposit great things in you, but you're still living in your own life, old lifestyle. But you want God to bless you. God is not a pimp. He's not your sugar daddy, and he's sure ain't your daddy. He's sovereign, holy, and he sits on the surface of the earth. So we need to honor that, live for that, live right with it, and that's the one that's perfect, but live genuine for God, and let God do the rest.
Yeah, amen, absolutely. I know we got to get going here pretty soon, so I do have one more question, because to kind of build off what you just said, I think Christians don't understand, or a majority of Christians don't understand the power that they have. They think they can go under attack, and they'll get beat up if they even try to encounter it. So, in your 25 years, did you ever come across a Christian and their power just overwhelmed you? No.
My the only reason I'm sitting here with you, precious brother like yourself, my brother, is because I went to hell and came back. There was no Christian who was able to evangelize to me. And they were spiritually anemic. And I'm not saying that the devil had more power than God, because absolutely not. And insanity, I would just say that. I would be registering myself into a nut house right now. That's not the case. The case is that the vessels that are out there that are ministering, that are supposed to minister, are supposed to be armed and dangerous for God. They're not armed and dangerous. They're sitting down eating Twinkies. So if you sit down eating Twinkies, that's not even to bring to the devil. It's like, give you a quick example, right? You got terrorist people, right, that have been trained from 2 years old with chemical weapons. They've been trained from 2 years old how to hold AK-47.
Yeah.
They've been trained from 2 years old how to create bombs, right? These people are very intelligent with chemistry and all that other stuff, right? You got this guy from 2 years old been trained until he hit his 30s, right? And no disrespect to the police officers, because I got friends that are police officers. I got Christian brothers that are police officers. You got a police officer, he gonna train for 6 months in the academy. Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, you gonna bring your 6 month training to this guy that is legal?
Yeah.
You see, so same in the spirit. So you're gonna bring your only, you go to church just on Sundays, you punch in the clock with Jesus, the rest of the 6 days you're eating donuts, spiritual donuts, and you ain't doing nothing, you're not building yourself up in the faith, and now you're gonna come evangelize to me?
Yeah.
I don't think so. So we need to understand that when I go places and I'm dealing with witches and warlocks and all that stuff, I'm prepared. I am ready, the vessel's strong. So whatever God pours into, so he can leash out for these people and not to hurt them, to save them, it's gonna happen. So they're gonna see, my God, I thought I had power, but what this guy just hit me with, it just knocked my socks off. I'm looking for my socks. You know, I can't be with the devil anymore. I want to come to Jesus. See, that's what we need to bring as the body of Christ to the kingdom of darkness.
Absolutely. And you never ran across that when you were in that world? Did you ever try to attack Christians?
I attacked Christians all the time. I did witchcraft to Christians. I did tower cross to Christians. I used to tell Christians, I know who you are. I used to get into their mind because I know the battlefield was in the mind. If I can take ground in your mind, I had you captivated in your thoughts. I had you captivated in your conscience. I had you captivated in your thinking. I had you captivated in your imagination. So if I can captivate that off you, then I know how to do it from there. I have to work my way to your heart, your will, and your emotions. Then I had you. I stripped it down from your daughter. I stripped it down for who you are. I stripped it down for what you believe in. Now I own you. Now I got legal rights over your life. So that's what I used to do to Christians when I used to come up with Christians. You know, destroy them in the spirit realm. If I destroyed this mentor in the spirit realm, I've got another fight with. So that was who I was. And to God say, enough is enough. I'm taking you to hell.
Okay.
And no one will be God. He has to too short to box of God.
Yeah. All right. We'll end it with this question then. That's the pathway to take people down. What do you do to stand up against that now that you're a Christian? So what advice would you give to people to prevent them from getting torn apart like that?
Well, you know, I think my advice is don't put a time clock on God, because God is not on your time. You're on His time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, God don't have a Rolex. I don't have a Rolex, by the way. it's God don't have a Rolex. You put God on your agenda. You know, stop putting God on your agenda and put yourself in God's agenda, right? And build yourself up in the faith. Build yourself in prayer. Build yourself up in fasting. Build yourself up in talking to God, spending time with Him, right? I mean, it's like a marriage, right? I mean, you're never going to have a healthy marriage. You're going to talk to your wife once in a while, and you're going to treat her like crap. I mean, what kind of marriage? Or vice versa, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is, you know, if you really love God, then spend time with Him. If you love God, then do His doing, you know? And I think Christians, we spend time with God, or we pray for something for a week or two, we don't see no results.
Mm-hmm.
And then God trying to stretch you. God can give you the stuff tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
If He wants it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not going to stop Him from giving it to you tomorrow morning. But He wants to stretch you, because stretching means maturity.
Yeah.
Right? So if you ain't mature, then you'll be like the Book of Numbers. For a group of people started in one place geographically, 40 years later they're in the same spot. Right?
Yeah.
What they do? They grew old, but they didn't grow up.
Yeah.
So imagine I'm 54 years old, I'm sitting now in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
How would that look? How retarded, and I'm not saying retarded in a bad way, I'm normal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you want your spiritual life to look that way? You want your relationship with God to look that way? You know,
yeah.
where you invest in your time in. Where we invest your time in, it's where the fruits come out of.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to let brothers and sisters know that in all things, in everything you do in your life, you know, marriage, children, as much as wonderful that is, I have a 29-year-old daughter. I love being with her. I like spending time with her.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? God in my life, it's God. Without God in my life, I would relapse. Without God in my life, without Jesus Christ in my life, I couldn't be a good father.
Mm-hmm.
Without Jesus in my life, I couldn't be sitting here with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And thank God for me sitting here with you. You know, God made a way for me to sit here with you today.
Yeah.
So you're just as important, and I'm important in the kingdom, and we're doing it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I kept you longer than I intended to, but I do appreciate I could talk to you for another 3 hours. It's just so interesting, yeah. So fascinating.
Thank you so much.
So I appreciate coming on the show. Guys, that's the show this week. Again, it's shorter than normal, but that's because we have a lot of things going on today. But you have to be right with God. You have to get your heart and your mind and your soul all set on God, because the enemy's here, and they've been preparing and preparing and preparing to take you down. What are you doing to prepare? Are you getting ready? Are you reading scripture? Are you fasting? Are you talking to God and building that relationship with Him? Because that's what He wants. That's what you need to live and to live a good life. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
All right, thank you, my brother. God bless you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it, guys. I'm not going to ask you to like, subscribe, or share, but you know I appreciate it if you do. That's the show this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope they have a good week.